Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Deeper Truth. You have heard of the stewardship of God's grace. Today is the first Saturday after Epiphany, January 7, 2023, the feast of Saint Raymond of Penafort. Gracious and loving God, you call us to be stewards of your abundance, the caretakers of all you have entrusted to us. Help us to always use your gifts wisely and teach us to share them generously. Send the Holy Spirit to work through us, bringing your message to those we serve. Stewards of God's grace have unlimited resources to manage on behalf of Jesus Christ. Through the priesthood of Jesus Christ, the sacraments. Like Paul and Stephen, when full of grace, we are in a better position to allocate these riches. Gives his children grace to dispense to needy hearts. Though retired into the remote parts of a desert, St. Anthony of the Desert often experienced the fiercest attacks of the devils. They would appear to him under a thousand frightful forms. The saint laughed at their impotence, and to put them to flight, simply contented himself with making the sign of the cross, saying to his disciples, "Believe me." Satan fears prayer and humility and the love of Jesus Christ. The mere sign of the cross suffices to banish him. St. Patrick and his companions appeared to walk through bolted doors to see the pagan king. Invited to sit down and parley, the pagan priest offered St. Patrick a drink laced with poison. Knowing this, St. Patrick did the sign of the cross over the cup And immediately, the drink went from being hot to ice, except the poison. Dumping out the poison, St. Patrick again blessed the cup, and the drink returned to normal. With everyone watching, the pagan king was converted. Almighty God, who has poured upon us the new light of your incarnate word, grant that the same light enkindled in our hearts may shine forth in our lives through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord God, who commanded us to honor our parents, have mercy on the souls of my father and mother. Forgive their sins and let me see them again one day in the joy of the eternal light. For Christ our Lord. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. So may we be empowered by this great faith as we begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Waited for the Lord, and he stooped toward me and heard my cry, and he put a new song into my mouth, a hymn to our God. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your sacrifice or offering you wished not, but ears open to obedience you gave me. Holocausts or sin offerings you sought not. Then said I, behold, I come. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. In the written scroll, it is prescribed for me to do your will. O my God, is my delight, and your law is within my heart. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. I announced your justice in the vast assembly. I did not restrain my lips, as you, O Lord, know. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will.
The first reading. Beloved, we have this confidence in God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in regard to whatever we ask, we know that what we have asked him for is ours. If anyone sees his brother sinning, if the sin is not deadly, he should pray to God and he will give him life. This is only for those whose sin is not deadly. There is such a thing as deadly sin, about which I do not say that you should pray. All wrongdoing is sin, but there is sin that is not deadly. We know that no one begotten by God sins, but the one begotten by God, he protects, and the evil one cannot touch him. We know that we belong to God, and the whole world is under the power of the evil one. We also know that the Son of God has come and has given us discernment to know the one who is true. And we are in the one who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. Children, be on your guard against idols. The Responsorial Psalm. The Lord takes delight in his people. Hallelujah. Sing to the Lord a new song of praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel be glad in their Maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their King. Takes delight in his people. Hallelujah. Let them praise his name in the festive dance. Let them sing praise to him with timbrel and harp. For the Lord loves his people, and he adorns the lowly with victory. The Lord takes delight in his people. Hallelujah. Let the faithful exult in glory. Let them sing for joy upon their couches. Let the high praises of God be in their throats. This is the glory of all his faithful. Hallelujah. The Lord takes delight in his people.
Became flesh and dwelt among us. To those who accepted him, he gave power to become children of God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Gospel according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord Jesus Christ. There was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the wedding. When the wine ran short, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, how does your concern affect me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servers, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were six stone water jars there for Jewish ceremonial washings, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told them, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Draw some out now and take it to the head waiter." So they took it. And when the head waiter tasted the water that had become wine, without knowing where it had come from, although the servers who had drawn the water knew. The head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves good wine first, and then when people have drunk freely, an inferior one. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this as the beginning of his signs at Cana in Galilee, and so revealed his glory. And his disciples began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And now the feast of Saint Raymond of Pettifort. When looking at the lives of the saints, it can be very interesting how the Lord used the gifts of each person. Although their gifts varied, they were sold out to God with all their hearts, minds, strengths, and souls. They had many struggles, as we all do. That is important to remember, but they are with the Lord. We want to imitate their strengths and know their weaknesses to help inspire us. It is also interesting how Jesus still uses the lives of the saints for his glory. Chapter 4 of Revelation is relatively a small chapter. There is a lot of meat and potatoes. They're giving us a glimpse of the worship taking place before the throne of God. There are the 24 thrones on which the 24 elders sit, wearing white robes, crowned with glory. These thrones represent 12 tribes of Israel and the 12 apostles and their authority seats. There are the four living creatures resembling the lion and calf, a human face, and an eagle in flight, exclaiming, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and who is and who is to come." Revelation 4:8. Ezekiel was first given a vision of this. Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 5 through 21, who identifies them as cherubim, angels. Ezekiel 10, verse 20. These images represent what is noble, strong, and wise, and swiftest in creation. These images also are used by the Catholic Church to symbolize the evangelists, Mark, Matthew, and John. Notice the few focus given the gospel reading at Mass. There is much more to this, but I want to touch upon the Holy Mass, which benefits from this heavenly worship taking place. The 24 elders placed their crowns before the throne of God, exclaiming, "Worthy are you, Lord of God, Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things. Because of your will, they came to be and were created." Revelation chapter 4:11. Revelation chapter 5 continues this very sacred scene, which quickly brings in the point I want to share. when the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before Jesus, who is the Lamb of God. They all had a harp, a gold bowl, a gold bowl filled with incense, and the prayers of the holy ones. Consider this music. It must be beautiful, better than the best we hear on earth. They sing to Jesus, "Worthy are you to receive the scroll and to break open its seals. For you were slain, and with your blood you purchased for God those from every tribe and tongue, people and nation. You made them a kingdom and priests for our God, and they will reign on earth." Revelation chapter 5, 9 and 10. There we have it, the clear connection between the Holy Ones in heaven and the kingdom of God on earth. We do share in this communion of saints and share in this glorious worship taking place at the throne of God. Revelation chapter 3:20, Jesus makes this promise to us here on earth. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, then I will enter his house and dine with him, and he with me. I will give the victor the right to sit with me on my throne, as I myself first won the victory, and sit with my Father on his throne. Whoever has ears ought to hear what the Spirit says to the churches." Do you understand that previous passage? Think about it. What is Jesus talking about here when he states that he would enter into the house of the one who opens the door? Jesus told the Pharisees, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will rebuild it." Jesus was talking about his resurrection. He was talking about his body, not the temple that took decades to build. Jesus is referring to the Eucharist, when we receive him in communion. There is a connection between the heavenly worship and the Holy Mass. The communion of saints is very important. That is a great gift of God. We are aided by the prayers of the Holy Ones. Therefore, the throne of God, the Lord blesses us with people who are great role models. Although their gifts varied, they were sold out to God with all their hearts, minds, strengths, and souls. They had many struggles, as we all do. That is important to remember. But they are with the Lord. We want to imitate their strengths and know their weaknesses to help inspire us. St. Raymond of Benefort was born in 1175, and by 1195, St. Raymond became a professor of canon law at the ripe old age of 20. St. Raymond became impressed with the spiritual rule of St. Dominic and became a Dominican by 1221. St. Raymond would institute studies on Oriental languages to help convert the Moors and Jews. The Pope called for St. Raymond to reorganize and rearrange the whole work on canon law. His expertise became so well known, Pope Gregory the Ninth sent for St. Raymond to serve as a chaplain. The Pope called for St. Raymond to reorganize and rearrange the whole work on canon law. And by 1231, this work was published, and the Pope called on this work to be the only authority to be used in all the schools and higher places of learning. St. Raymond Penefort is remembered for his works, Summa Casum and Summa Dei. He also requested St. Thomas Aquinas to write his Summa Contra Gentiles. This work continues to be relevant today. I know seminarians from both Catholic and Protestant backgrounds who research these works as part of their education requirements. St. Raymond's work has been very important to Christ's call to go to all the nations. He lived out his life totally for the Lord, and his talents have helped thousands of young men seeking to become priests. He had the gift of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. I am reminded of Mother Mary's instruction to Lucia, one of the children of Fatima, that she would need to learn to read and write to take this message to the world. God uses us when we choose to serve Him. St. Raymond certainly reminds us the need to use our brains as well as live out our faith. The power of an informed mind marked with the faith of a saint. We all have gifts and talents that the Lord gives us. The Lord would take St. Raymond on 6 January 1275 and was canonized by Pope Clement VIII in 1601. Lord, then on Jesus, the author and preserver of faith, in complete sinlessness, he suffered and at the hands of those who were his own and was numbered among the wicked. As you drink the cup of the Lord Jesus, how glorious it is. Give thanks to the Lord, the giver of all blessings. May the Lord, may the God of love and peace set your hearts at rest and speed you on your journey. May he meanwhile shelter you from disturbance by others in the hidden recesses of his love, until he brings you at last into the place of complete plenitude, where you will repose forever in the vision of peace, in the security of trust, and in the restful enjoyment of his riches. And that was from a letter by St. Raymond. And today St. Raymond sings with the heavenly hosts in that great cloud of witnesses. St. Raymond, pray for us. And we are the Lord's. We are the Lord's. Do not be afraid, I am with you.
peace the world cannot give. I will call your name, embracing all your pain. Stand up now, walk and live. Do not be afraid, I am with you. I have called you each by name. Come and follow me, I will bring you home. I love you and you are mine.
This has been Deeper Truth. You have heard of the stewardship of God's grace. And that is our holy Catholic faith. Pray for Pope Francis. Pray for all the bishops. Pray for all our priests. Pray for our clergy. Pray for the Holy Catholic Church. Pray for our holy Catholic faith. In every nation, pray for the family, pray for children to be, that our families will be strong, bringing them up in our holy Catholic faith. Make the Mass the center of your life. Pray the Rosary and pray for America. Pray as our holy saints. Though retired into the remote parts of a desert, Saint Anthony of the Desert often experienced the fiercest attacks of the devils. They would appear to him under 1,000 frightful forms. The saint laughed at their impotence, and to put them to flight, simply contented himself with making the sign of the cross, saying to his disciples, "Believe me, Satan fears prayer and humility and the love of Jesus Christ. The mere sign of the cross suffices to banish him." St. Patrick and his companions appeared to walk through bolted doors to see the pagan king. Invited to sit down and parley, the pagan priest offered St. Patrick a drink laced with poison. Knowing this, St. Patrick did the sign of the cross over the cup, and immediately the drink went from being hot to ice, except the poison, dumping out the poison. St. Patrick again blessed the cup, and the drink returned to normal. With everyone watching, the pagan king was converted. And may we be so empowered. Pray, and the stations of the cross, but the sign of the cross, as we close here, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And God be with you. And as St. Paul says, don't receive his grace in vain. Practice your faith. Practice our faith. Frequent the sacraments. As in the army, we would say, I'm living the legend. I'm living the dream. But in our holy Catholic faith, may we say, I'm living his blessing. God bless you all. Good day.